Genesis 12, 1 through 2. The Lord had said to Abram, "Leave your country, your people, and your father's household, and go to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing."
Proverbs 1, 7. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and discipline.
Deuteronomy 18, 18 through 19. I will raise up for them a prophet like you from among their brothers. I will put my words in his mouth, and he will tell them everything I command him. If anyone does not listen to my words that the prophet speaks in my name, I myself will call him to account.
1 Corinthians 15, 3 and 4. For what I received, I passed on to you as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures.
Acts 13, 48 and 49. When the Gentiles heard this, they were glad and honored the word of the Lord, and all who were appointed for eternal life believed. The word of the Lord spread through the whole region.
2 Thessalonians 2, 15. So then, brothers, stand firm and hold to the teachings we passed on to you, whether by word of mouth or by letter.
Revelation 1, 1 and 2. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show his servants what must soon take place. He made it known by sending his angel to his servant John, who testifies to everything he saw, that is, the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ.